speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Fee.
Who are the Gentiles and what is the origin of the Gentile people? The term Gentile commonly is understood as a person or people who are not of Jewish descent. We need to do some study or consideration from a historical standpoint as to the origin of the word and the meaning of the word. This term Gentile is derived from a Latin term, gentilis, by the French Gentile in the feminine sense or form, meaning of or belonging to a clan or a people. And I'm going to have to look at my notes because this was a first-time study for me in regard to this depth. The English translators translate the Hebrew terms goy and nokar, plus also the Greek term ethne, as Gentile. And in this, though, the Hebrew term literally refers, or Hebrew terms, the two Hebrew terms, literally refer to peoples and nations. Sometimes those two terms are employed in the Old Testament Scripture to refer to Israel, but then also sometimes to those who are non-Israelites. In the Bible, usually, in the Old Testament Scripture, usually it denotes nations that are politically distinct from Israel. So while those two terms in the Hebrew text, in the Old Testament, can be and are sometimes used to represent Israel, more times than not they're used to speak about those who are not of the Jewish descent. The Hebrew terms in time became synonymous for heathens, those who are engaged in idolatry. In this, by New Testament times, it came to refer to anyone other than the Jews. The Jews were God's chosen people. Anyone outside of that covenant relationship, those who were not born into Judaism, who were not descendants of Abraham, they were considered a Gentile. And in fact, you and I today would be considered Gentile. It's interesting too, according to what you find in Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 3 and 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse 12, is that God forbade His people from intermarriages with people from the Gentile nations. And there were reasons for that. The reasons that God wanted His people not to engage in those type of relationships is because these people were, as I've already pointed out, engaged in idolatry, worship of man-made gods. And hence, He did not want His people going according to those ways. But then in like figure, it was for the purpose of bringing Jesus into the world, is that Jesus was to come from the Jews, and hence God established them in part for that reason, and therefore God did not want them intermarrying to mix or to mess those things up.